This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, it was me and Brandon
Flowers,
and we were
Flowers,
the main killer from The Killers.
Flowers,
and
he, yes, for algebra,
one of the baddest dudes on the planet, and we were jacking his truck up to put huge tires on, giant monster truck tires. Mm-hmm. And we're painting devil horns and leather jackets and
chain wallet.
Make it a toothpick on the grill. Look at like the truck is chewing on a toothpick coming out of the hood of the car.
Tribal tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Tribal tattoo, barbed wire. Mm-hmm. And we're making the truck look tough as hell, so that one of the killers, the main killers, can be driving around looking like a badass.
Give it that eyebrow so it's doing the rock,
the people's eyebrow. We gave it the people's eyebrow over the one headlight so that it is kind of giving it to you. And as we're doing this, the police show up and they want to arrest the car.
Yeah.
Profiling. It looks the part, the kind of element they don't want in Brandon's neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Brandon lives in,
Pleasantville.
He lives in Pleasantville, where a lot of the cars look nice.
Yeah.
And they're also older. This was new. I mean, this was a brand new, Chevy Tahoe. And so anyway, we get into this whole thing with the police and I, you know, I've got to come up with the bail money for the truck.
Oh.
And as we're on the courthouse steps, me, the truck, Brandon.
Doing a press conference.
Yes. Commissioner Gordon. And we're fielding questions. And I, just something inside me, a voice inside me, tells me to do this. I pop open the glove compartment of the truck.
Mm.
And he had stolen something.
Oh, my God.
And you learn, you know?
What was it?
Jade Scorpion.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
So welcome.
Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt,
dropping names, and the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. What up, what up? We have such a special guest today, and we're doing such a great, fun episode. It's going to be so funny and fun to listen to for our podcast fans.
Little Janet Varney. And I think it's disgraceful that they call you this.
That it's calling
that
you
these
that.
These men say this.
These men. You're little
this
to
is
them.
Disgrace to
and
me.
And it ends today. JV, they say, as if you're junior varsity. And to me, you're the captain and coach of the entire squad.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Thank you.
And so today you are.
Thank you for systematically eliminating all of my fun nicknames.
You are.
Yes.
Big Jan.
I am so relieved. Big Jan. I'm going to be driving that truck.
Big
if
man,
I'm Big Jan,
man.
There's no question I'm
with
getting
nasty
righted
ass
behind
Tahoe.
A wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Nasty ass.
Snow right. chains on, even in the
That's
summer.
That's right. I like to hear the gritty scrawl yeah. of the fur.
Destroy the fucking driveway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Voice acting.
Voice
and body acting.
Voice. You said voice.
Voice acting. Yes.
Voice acting, yeah. Mm-hmm. Voice acting, body acting.
Mm-hmm. Voice on the side.
Full,
right?
Yeah, yes.
A little bit.
And podcast.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, what's
Hang
going on?
On? That's too many. Hold on. I'm running out of fingers here. Who, list all the
somebody's
jobs.
Somebody's going to arrest me.
Yeah, no, and it's true. And if it does happen,
yeah.
you know you can always call Devin.
I do feel like I can always call Devin.
Mm-hmm. I would answer. Yeah.
Engineer Devin.
I come bail you out.
He will.
Thank you so much.
Take the rap himself.
Well.
Because he did it. Let's be honest. Whatever it is, he did it.
That's mm-hmm. probably true.
So you're here at Earwolf doing a show.
Oh, yeah. Do you need me to tell you what it is? Because it's your podcast.
It's better for me if you do
anything this. You're just, doing okay. that I'm not doing is mm-hmm. great. So let's just get that. Like out on the table right now.
Yes.
If you have a question over whether you should do it or
yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The whole time.
I perform well under pressure for sure.
For me, one thing I'll say about this show in general that I've been trying to make clear to everyone, I am just here to observe.
Okay. All right.
I'm strictly here to observe.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to be really even talking as much as I have. So
right.
I will be taking a step back now and enjoying the show.
And you really are just here to observe. You're not taking notes or anything. So you're going to be going off your own memory on the stand.
Yes. When I am called in to
yes.
testify
yes.
as a character witness for Devin.
Right.
After you yeah. are arrested for having too many jobs.
Correct.
I am going to be working from memory, which, as we know, is a flawed machine.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Extremely flawed.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the show. I can do a little sort of an intro to help people understand it.
Mm-hmm.
The French refer to this concept of a bone voyage,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is a good voyage.
Dia de los Muertos. Mm.
And that is what we celebrate today.
Yes.
Is that true?
It's a bone voyage.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And you are doing one of these, but it's a voyage of the stars.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, it's almost a voyage to the stars.
Okay, and why didn't you call yeah. it that instead?
I don't know. At the time, you know, it's one of those situations where we feel like the word of is not used as often as it should be. It's one of those rarities.
Been saying this.
Every once in a while, you hear the word of, and you're like, that sits well on the tongue.
Mm,
and,
yeah.
And you don't even have to use your well tongue. On the lip as
for me, yeah, it's not on the tongue. It's really the of sits
give the
right
tongue
on,
a little
on
break.
My lip.
That vibration of your teeth hitting that bottom lip.
The of gives my yeah. top teeth a little kiss.
But it two, does. I have to do yeah. this whole thing. Two, I'm so tired.
Two. I know, it's awful. It's an awful word.
I'm spitting. Like, go to sleep.
It's an awful, awful word.
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
I'm spitting everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a nightmare for audio engineers.
It sucks.
Nightmare.
It sucks.
Devin? Speaking of audio engineers, Devin has been saying over the last few weeks that he is effectively the main character of
yes.
this show, or
yes.
as he refers to it, the main stars.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you agree with this assessment?
I do. I do. In the sense that, not dissimilar to your podcast, just having Devin there to observe, I think, raises the standards of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the character of New York in Sex and the City.
You're on your best
where
behavior.
Where would we be without it?
You're on your best you know? Behavior when Devin's there.
Or the character of New York in Isle of New York, the show.
Is that a show?
Yes, she was.
She was Flava Flav's
dating
love interest, yeah.
these men. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. you have to.
We love okay. New York.
You must.
You absolutely
you
must.
Must.
You must.
New York.
Have I must so much that I should have already.
And you now, yes, yes, you
loved
did. You
it.
Actually did.
Well,
and
the character of Chicago yes. in New Girl.
Mm-hmm. Or the character of Chicago, just in the band. Like a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear it all the way. There's a through line of the city of
yes.
Chicago and the band Chicago.
Yes, 25 or 624, right?
Is that the, wait, 25? That's an area code?
No,
okay,
no, 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 no. This is Chicago.
Okay.
Band.
I ran up against my limited knowledge of Chicago
okay.
super quick.
All right.
It's interesting because well, you and, sort of forced
accepted.
The issue on
I did.
The band.
I shoehorned it right in.
An apology accepted.
Thank you. Yeah. So Devin is definitely the principal character.
The main
voyage
stars.
To the stars. A
He's
voyage
the main stars.
To the stars.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that he is, and I'm sure you appreciate this, that he's now, if you were in the room with us, all bets off. No way.
Right.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
But he is one of those audio engineers that you, if you're the kind of person who needs the reinforcement of a live audience,
yum.
You can absolutely cast a glance to see if you've made Devin laugh. It's
yes.
a very bad habit.
Uh-huh.
It's dangerous. he needs to have more of a poker face. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. then I see, you know, you're Steve Bergs, you're Colton Dunn's, you're quote unquote Felicia Day's casting a look over. Oh, did I make Devin laugh? Mm-hmm. I did. Okay.
And they're then busting they're insufferable up
for the rest of the episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These people are very famous to me as people who are continually rescheduling doing this show.
Yes.
Yes.
They
yes.
live in my inbox.
The more you reschedule, the more legit you are.
Emails
sort of a
Kevin.
Greatest hit yeah. of people who Kevin has texted me and said, like, oh, they actually need to do, or I'm going to offer them this instead, is often
yes.
what their name is associated with.
Yes. And the offer them this instead is like a smoothie.
It's well, yes. I assume he's offering them any snack they want to come on the show, but he's offering them 3 months out in the future so that when we hit that point, we can once again offer them another reprieve.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say that is, I was at a show, I had the pleasure of watching a series of sketches that I was in one at the Groundlings, and this writer named Gene Pack has a sketch about, like, it was so painfully uncomfortable for everyone in the audience to watch because it is just a scene with between two guys who run into each other at a coffee shop in Hollywood, and then the amount of emails it takes for them to see each other again. Of just like, oh, dude, we've got to catch up. Like, and it's, and it captures the legitimacy of the emotion. Like, it's not, mm-hmm. I think people think that flakiness in LA is fake all across the board. Like, yeah. that there's a sort of like, oh, it's not like you don't sincerely like the person that you're flaking on.
Right.
But he captured the fact that these guys care deeply for one another, and it's still 3 years and like two children. That yeah. one of them has had by the time they see each other again. And it really, it was like, it felt like I was drinking my own poison as I was watching it. I was like, this is so everyone I know, including myself in LA. It's gross.
Janet, unfortunately, we don't have the rights to describe that sketch.
Oh, shit.
So we're going to get sued to Kingdom Come.
Mm-hmm. And so Devin sorry. Is fantasizing about the length of the beep he gets to do.
Do you get any control over whether tonally it changes? Can it sort of change? Can you match the timbre of my voice note-wise?
Oh, that's good.
So it is like...
I could vocal.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he's doing deep fakes. Devin gets in there with a theremin and he...
And then this is going to be such a meme on TikTok. It's going to be like all these kids like mouthing what they think the story was, yes, wearing various shower caps. I don't know how TikTok works.
I know what TikTok is.
Yeah, yes. Right?
It's on the phone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Egg.
Sound, it's on the sound phone. Coming out. I've
it's
seen
on
it.
The phone. TikTok, the morning show. It's on the phone.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it's on all. The phone, you're... Halfway home, I think, is
okay. Yeah. And can we sell that to make up the money that we're losing by describing the Groundlings sketch?
Band,
the Groundlings band?
No.
The loud music right next to the stage? You're not in the band?
No. I guess is there a dedicated band for every show?
Wow. I don't know. I know when I was there to see a collection of sketches, they played... Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks, man. They did. They played it.
Are you allowed? So you can sing that.
It's my song.
But that was my story. That was my story describing someone else's property.
Okay. Oh. Well, I guess I didn't think of it that way.
Okay. Well.
Can we confront something, which is...
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
We were talking about dog... before the show.
Yes.
And you were not familiar with this dog Tugboat that's around the office that's like very famous.
Oh, strange.
And is all over. Paul F. Tompkins is posting picture of Tugboat all the time, every day, every second.
Taking ownership of Tugboat in a sort of aggressive, distasteful way.
Yes. I'm forced to confront the realization that you have muted Paul F. Tompkins. What is the cause of this?
Politics? We are on in-person speaking terms. But we are at a very, very intense war.
Uh-huh.
Online. Okay. A mute, quiet, silent treatment war.
Yeah. Nasty.
I don't look at any one else's anything ever on social media.
Just your unless own. It's your own supply.
I open up before supply. I say, here's this. And then I do not scroll. I just, if that's not, and it's not like.
It's a one-way street.
It is a one-way street. And it's uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to not respond to people who are like, hey, I saw this thing that you said I should go to. So I
Who's
will look at the responses to my own tweets. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the... it's not like this is where the conversation breaks down is that when I say I don't really look at other posts or anything,
then
they
go,
oh my God, how did you manage to do that? Or like, how do you stop the addiction? Like, how do you stop that time suck? That conversation breaks down because I'm like, I don't ever allow it to start. Like, I just didn't start it
because you've never been interested in anything but your own
I'm
voice.
Only interested in my own. I'm certainly only going to listen to this episode of your podcast, but I will listen to it to see how I come off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll turn, every time I think you guys are good, I'm going to hear your voices, I turn it down.
Well, I'm just here to observe, so you won't be hearing me.
I've barely heard you speak this entire time.
And you won't.
Yeah.
And you won't. But you have muted Paul F. Tompkins. That's interesting.
Yeah, big time.
Let's do one of these episodes, the show. We are doing more and more of these feed drops where people come on our show and then we do an episode of their show and it goes into the feed of this other show.
And then at some point, we will be reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
And we will appear on someone else's show and they will in some way pay tribute to us.
Mm-hmm.
We've been told.
Mm.
So anyway.
And who's telling you that?
Kevin?
Yeah, well.
Great. Is he talking into it? Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Chef Kevin here. I wasn't listening. What did you ask?
I mean, asked and answered, I think.
He's a real Janet Varney of producers. Just what he wants to say, but
yeah,
not
get in, get out.
It. Yeah.
Keep it clean. Nothing personal.
Who is your guy on the show that you do?
What's the main guy?
Yeah.
Or who do you?
Who's the main guy that I voice?
Yeah.
What I voice?
Doing, yes.
Who do I voice?
Everyone on the show is doing these little guys, I understand, who are fake.
Yeah. Like a Pokemon ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. My guys is... I perform under the guise of being a sarcastic AI.
AI.
Sort of,
artificial.
Because when they asked, I said, AI can do that. Have never made that joke. Will never again. Assume it's going to be beeped.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
beep that out.
Great. Okay.
Hayes has made a sort of a witticism. It's like an acronym thing. But
there's been an issue with people blowing by my witticisms.
Oh, when we blow by... Your ass will get dragged online.
Okay.
I mean, they'll be in those replies in a really nasty way when you're trying to check your own feed.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
please
yeah.
do just stop.
Yeah.
And we acknowledge it and we celebrate it.
Okay. Do we acknowledge and celebrate
AI,
that we blew by or do we go back? We actually go back and listen to the
hopefully
witticism.
Devin can eliminate us blowing by it.
Okay.
And what we'll do is erase that piece. And so as if he has just said artificial Iverson.
Uh-huh.
In response to AI.
And then, oh God, that is, that
what?
Is,
no, I'm wow. sorry, what?
Okay.
Hey, somebody came to play.
That's fucking me up right now.
I just thought of that.
Oh
my God.
You just fucked my ass up. That shit fucked my mind, dude. Where do you, what, how?
I know, I just,
stop.
I just,
do not, whoa.
That was an idea I had just
I'm not
that.
Well.
Who?
You, okay, and I need a minute.
And that is just how we celebrate Diadello Smart Dose. We send these ideas off to the spirit world with an ofrenda.
Yeah.
Of actually acknowledging it and laughing at
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Funny
that
idea.
Is a beautiful
and honestly,
boat
it
of
felt
flames
good.
And flowers out on the water.
And I
maybe I'm mixing
I gotta say,
traditions.
If we were doing that for a lot of these jokes... We would have to do so many fewer. And
yes.
I see the appeal for some of these other shows of just kind of laughing and repeating the first or second joke that comes up. And then
the show's suddenly
before
over.
You know it, the show's finished.
It's been an hour.
Whereas if you're doing the idiot thing we do, which is like try to think of something else to say to kind of keep it going and keep creating.
No.
You're ruining it for yourself and the fans.
That's correct.
Who is Darth Helmet on the show?
Darth Helmet is played by Felicia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. Big time. She's
God, could have been so cool for Rick to come out of retirement for this.
We of course approached him.
Oh, and he always will tease you
Snubbed
for it.
Us.
Oh, like, yes, finally. Yeah.
I'm getting
so
in the car. Yes. We're getting all these group text. We have a great text thread, a group text thread with him, which is he took a picture of himself, like, and then a little video of him. We saw him buckle a seatbelt, and we were like, oh, this shit's happening. This is real this time. Nobody does that unless they're actually about to drive over
to
the studio.
He's getting off on it.
He did not show up.
Who's Emperor Pepperdine?
Emperor Pepperdine is Colton Dunn's character.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Yes. Of course, he went to Pepperdine University.
Beautiful campus.
Gorgeous.
And he loves Emperor Penguins, so he picked the name himself. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be Pepperdine Emperor, and we were like, oh, come on. And
come
then
on,
when you flip it, it makes all the difference. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Dude, and now, yes, because it creates this image for me of this sky.
Right. And you nailed it. That's exactly what he is.
Yeah, in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I play Artificial Iverson.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Felicia Day plays Darth Helmet. Mm-hmm. We've established that Colton plays Emperor Pepperdine,
yeah.
There are a couple of other people on the show. Which one do you think plays whom?
What a great question.
Yeah. Don't think about it too much, though.
Oh, believe me, I won't.
Crisis averted. Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription, any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. Rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we have to do our own. Devin, did you bring your little sounds?
Yeah, my little sounds. Yes. I've got all the
sounds.
The full sound effects library I've created, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a shame there's no sincerity on this podcast because I would take this moment to say that you do an amazing job.
But I'll have to cut that out.
All right. Well,
I have to be theremin.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm cooler than you. Just use that instead.
Yeah, there you go. That's
great.
The library, and this comes up a lot, but. The film We Are Your Friends is in some ways based on Devin and his life.
You've seen this?
No.
Find Your Sound.
No.
Well, Zac Efron plays, I think his name is Cole.
Uh-huh.
He's a DJ and he's trying to make it in this music industry and he's struggling. It's hard. And he gets the advice to find his sound. And then suddenly he realizes his blue-collar construction friend hitting the nail gun against the ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. He's recording that.
Shoot.
His friend's girlfriend, mentor's girlfriend, played by Emily Ratajkowski, is zipping her hoodie up and down. And he's recording that. And all these sounds that are around us in the world, he begins to realize are his sound if he could just assemble them the way that Devin has to make it outer space or a truck falling down or banana tree explode.
Yes. Right.
Anything.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see yourself up on screen, huh?
Yes. Uh-huh. Efron is, he's everything.
Uh-huh. Really. It was directed by the gray-haired young cameraman from Catfish.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay.
The guy who is filming it, but is also on screen the entire time. So they're not using a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
John Bernthal had offered them a job foreclosing on people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, his friends want to do that and make some real money.
Right.
Wes Bentley is a famous DJ who's trying to kind of take him under his wing. He knows he has something. Zac Efron is able to match the beats of the music with the people's heartbeats and then drive them up during their dancing. And you could actually see into their chest during the scene.
So this is a medical program.
It's both. Yeah, it is definitely medical. But anyway, I don't want to go into describing the entire film.
We have to do one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's based on Devin, and congratulations. And
Thank
these
you.
Sounds I'm looking forward to hearing
yes.
outside of the context of the film.
Right. Exactly.
So let's do, like, is there, like, an opening song?
I mean, there is. Do you, you want the theme?
Not there.
Just a little.
Well, give it, and then we'll do
ours. A
little
tiny piece of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your most zipper-based song.
I know, right?
From the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have too many that are specifically zipper-based, but I can do, let's do, like, a little, we'll do a little sting. We'll do a little sting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Picture the zippers.
Ah. Mm. So this, okay. So what's our version of that?
I guess mine would have more information, first
of
all.
Oh, you didn't pick up on some of the storytelling?
No, I didn't learn anything from that.
Oh, there's so much buried in there.
Are you being
I'm sort of confused and bored by, wanting to, where am I? Like, what am I doing?
Right.
So
well, that was Colton's character, so that's just the voice he does.
Yeah,
ours will be more, strange.
So mine would go
that's
like this. And mine goes.
Yeah.
Space, I am an astronaut flying into space, and I am in the stars, and I am going into the sun, and I am going to live in the sun.
Yeah.
Hey, look over there. There's a star. I'm going to go see that star. Hey, check it out. I'm friends with the star. Uh-oh. I broke up with the star. We had been dating, but now we're muting each other. So that is my story.
No, it's good.
And you get a sense of, oh, this is what I'm going to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say right now, most of that could not happen in the Midwest because it was accompanied by a metal straw, which you're only going to find on the coast.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And dating before marriage, that idea.
Ooh. Dicey.
Not allowed.
No.
So,
try so that that's the show.
That's the show.
That's Voyage to the Stars.
And so we get into the ship.
Yep, ship.
So it's like ships flying over, mm-hmm. and I want to hear this.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Is it always like this where he's like, okay, here we're, yeah.
So we're in space now.
Okay.
We're on the ship.
And we zoom in through the window of the ship.
Boy, I don't, okay.
And we see Darth Helmet looking out the window.
Yes.
Looking for the guys.
Yes.
And he's like, bring me those guys. Robot, come inside here. And the robot comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody play the robot.
Hello. What did you, what's up?
I've been looking for these guys for 100 years. And I'm going to find them.
Which guys?
The good guys.
Okay. Computing. Finished.
Yeah.
What does it say?
What? Sorry. What's the question?
Where are these guys?
The guys, hold on. Computing again. Almost done. Sir, the guys are in the galaxy.
We have to go there and find them and make the ship travel at the highest speed.
Sir, we're under attack.
And then
right.
The artificial Iverson shows up probably at some point, right?
Right?
I have to imagine it happens sometime.
That's got to happen at some point, right?
Yeah.
Okay, artificial Iverson.
Hey. What are you guys doing? What's going on? What? Do I have something on my face?
Yeah.
What is it? Wait.
It's like, looks like.
Zoom in on it.
Some kind of. It's like a cracker.
In. Yeah.
It's like a whole cracker. Oh, how is that staying?
I don't know.
There's got to be two things on your face. There must be some sort of adhesive to keep the cracker there. And there's the cracker itself.
Wait, guys, I realize this. What's going on is this cracker has its own planet and has its own gravity.
Hey, well, is Graham Cracker a cookie?
Gravity that's attaching itself to my face.
Wait, hey, different idea. Is a Graham Cracker a cookie?
Different idea.
To
like,
you?
Should I be a different character?
No.
Because this is kind of my
you
signature.
You could. Character. I mean, it's that is up to you. You know, no consistency here.
I would say that it's insulting you would even ask if a Graham Cracker is a cookie. That's how uncookie a Graham Cracker is.
Okay, well, you've awoken the ire of my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop the show for a minute and we'll talk about this.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Well,
why is this funny?
This is a point of passion for my friend.
Huh.
First of all, a graham cracker is a cookie.
Ugh.
It's sweet.
I'll give you it's a biscuit. It's some sort of a biscuit.
And a biscuit.
Did you really?
Yeah. In the UK is a cookie.
But not
and he
here.
He said that.
Yeah. I don't care. We don't live in the UK. I may be willing to concede it's a
and
biscuit over
that.
There, but that doesn't mean I'm willing to concede that it's a cookie over here.
I don't want to like skip the notes process
because
we want to give notes on your show. I love the initial conflict of Darth Helmet is looking for the guys, and it seemed like we were really setting up like a pursuit, like an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I thought the idea was interesting that the cracker that was stuck to your face was actually its own planet.
Yeah, that's deep stuff.
And maybe that we like that they were gonna like shrink down there, and go save somebody.
Possibly.
Yeah, But then the opinion about the Grave Cracker was so right. stupid.
Well, that's the robot.
It was
for
almost
you.
Like not believable.
Yeah, there's a lot of scuttlebutt online about the robot
Took me
and
out
the robot's
of it.
Obsession with like just as things are getting interesting, there's yeah. like a weird right turn where it's like, oh, what is a cookie?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
But you know it what? Gets That's people part of the talking. Charm.
It gets people talking. In this climate, when people are free to say anything,
the attention economy,
just to be able to talk about mm-hmm. being confused about something
mm-hmm.
without getting lambasted, I don't know what that word means, is, I think there's something very special about that.
It's like, well, and it's like these lists that come out.
Mm-hmm. These listicles.
Clickbait listicles, mm-hmm. right? Where it's, here's the top 10, hats of all time.
Yeah. Which that one gets like, me every time.
And then you go,
you don't want to see the top 10 hats? You're damn right
you
do.
Not at six. Like, oh. It's everyone. It's intentionally listed in a way.
Yeah, to make
to
people angry.
Piss you yeah. off. Mm-hmm. And then guess what's happening? You're sharing it. Yeah. You're disagreeing with
Hate
it. You're
clicks.
Discussing.
Yeah.
And that
And suddenly
is,
you've bookmarked BuzzBean.
Exactly.
And the robot has mm-hmm. done this for.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Voyage stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's smart.
Clearly.
But is it good?
I mean, I feel like the fact that it's smart is enough.
Okay. You know?
That's what we've been thinking with our show as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
sort
know,
of what
like,
we live by with our show.
It's going to be, I feel like most entertainment is going to be one or the other. It's either going to be smart or it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you pick?
Mm-hmm.
We are an educational show.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Thank you.
We're listener supported.
And what am I learning?
Thank you.
What are you learning?
What am I learning?
First of all, what is a graham cracker, a cookie? That's a big question.
And your engine flooded?
All right, you know what? Fuck.
Great. Wow. Great job, guys.
She's gone.
Yeah. Well, we wanted her here.
We did?
Well, she's the guest.
Okay, I should apologize.
Okay.
Trying to promote Voyage of Stars.
Because the way Kevin is booking the show, it seems like it's not with the intention of people coming in. Oh, she's coming walking back.
She's
back up.
Guys,
back
I'm back.
In.
Hey.
This room is
hi.
Too big.
And it also,
it's too many
floors
steps
for a studio?
It's too
bad
many steps
idea.
From the door to the
bad
mic.
Idea. Way to go, Stitcher.
We don't notice it, but people aren't always wearing clogs.
Yeah. I call them my hooves.
She laughed again.
I feel bad because I felt I did that bit and then I felt bad that I didn't fully close the door. Mm-hmm. So that is that showed you
little
where my people
polite.
Pleasing begins
yeah.
and the humor ends. Yeah.
I was going to text Kevin to come shut the door, but.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, it's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What's another place that they go on the show?
Yeah, I ever get off the stars and go anywhere else?
Yeah, you want to go to a planet?
Yeah, there's a lot of
I'd love to see a planet.
Planets.
All right. Let's do that.
All right, let's do that.
Let's go just to the planet.
I'm going to fill space by talking to myself about getting to the sound, and here we go.
This is a planet?
It's a planet.
It's the massage planet. Doesn't it kind of feel like you're in a spa?
Yeah.
Space spa.
Okay, interior, the massage planet.
Yeah.
The, what was one of the other guys? There was Darth Helmet.
Mm-hmm. Emperor.
Emperor Pepperdine.
Emperor Pepperdine.
Artificial Iverson.
Is,
we haven't even gotten to Steve Berg's character.
Emperor Pepperdine is walking through the massage planet, missing the beach. Which is where he gets to go to college? Are you kidding me? And he's like, oh, God, I'm getting so stressed out from not getting to go to the beach.
Can I interest you in a massage, Emperor?
Wow, the very planet itself is speaking to me and asking if I can get a massage.
Is there anywhere in particular you'd like me to focus on or any pre-existing conditions I should know about?
Well, I am experiencing pain
mm-hmm.
in my head. And so if there's anything you can do to massage that, I have the same thing that happened to Darth Vader, of course, in Star Wars, where my head was burned up. Is there a massage for this?
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start you head down. So if you want to get upside down on this table under the sheet, I'll come back in a moment. You can undress to your comfort level, of course.
Okay, I'm going to stay. I'm going to keep all my armor on, if that's okay. And my
that's absolutely
my helmet
fine.
As well.
That's absolutely fine. Do you have a preference, oil or lotion? Sorry, I sneezed. Really unprofessional. I can't believe I sneezed a bird.
And that is how a planet would sneeze, isn't it? If you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are we in the meta conversation now? I don't understand. Am I supposed to also participate in this? I don't want to.
I wish you
would. I don't want to rain on anyone's.
Maybe the shuttlecraft can land with characters from the main ship.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
This is about the 30-minute process. We should have warned you. Jeez.
Well, it was the shuttle landing.
There we go.
Now.
Damn it. Just jerking himself off with these sounds. Okay, the shuttle's here, and all the guys get off the shuttle.
Hey, out of my way. Hey, you get out of my way.
What?
Hey,
there's so many of us. Hey, there's so many of us.
Hey, everybody's in my way.
How did we all fit in one shuttle? Hey.
This guy's in my way.
Hey, what are you guys all doing here?
We're massage! In each other's way.
Everyone's here to get a massage.
All right, what's everybody looking for? Deep tissue, sports massage, just Swedish relaxation, or Rolfing, mini Rolfing?
Mini Rolfing, please.
Mini Rolfing coming
please.
Right up.
Why are you sending me through this windmill? Why am I coming out a dragon's mouth? This is weird. I don't feel relaxed.
Well, it's outer space. Weird place.
Hmm.
And that's kind of the message of the show, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
I want to come back to something because you have made me aware of kind of a weird thing about the show.
That's what I do, isn't it?
Yeah, about the show, which is that
sort of hold a mirror up to it.
In some ways, what you described Emperor Pepperdine as being is much closer to Darth Helmet's character. Like, it's what you would expect
that I was,
of Darth Helmet.
I was right. Noticing that,
Emperor
too.
Emperor Pepperdine said, he actually says, I have what Darth Vader had.
It's a problem with the show that I've noticed.
Yeah.
That everyone is sort of, like, the same.
The
like,
Darth character. Helmet is a lot like Yoda.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that Emperor Pepperdine is just like Darth Vader. Gremlin.
The show, I find, often is, like, losing track of which character is talking.
Yeah.
Like, and who, like,
but
you're all, like, supposed
to be.
Just
good improv?
Well,
I mean, if the improv is so good that you're losing
that
track
you don't
of which
know
character
who's who
is who
or what's happening.
And who's saying and what's happening.
That's true improv.
That's a win, right?
You're fully in flow.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you're no longer attached to traditional conversation
absolutely.
Or entertainment in any way.
I mean, if you're able to recall something that happened earlier in the show and call it back, you're not a good improviser.
You're not present.
Because you're not present.
You're not present. You're thinking. You're not being.
And how selfish for a performer to be like, oh, only I get to do this character.
Oh
this is only my stuff that I do. No.
Yeah.
People who are talking should get to, like, forget what they're doing and just be whichever character they want.
Yeah,
like,
it's called socialism.
Yes.
And if thank you.
And if you're really watching.
I hate late capitalism.
Late capitalism to the extreme.
Yeah.
Have you been noticing this?
Wait, is that different? So this late capitalism is not post-capitalism because we're still
no,
in it.
No, I wish.
Mm-hmm.
If it was post,
sundown
we wouldn't
capitalism
be in it.
Is mm-hmm. what we're waiting for.
Late stage capitalism. Yeah. And it is frustrating.
Yeah.
And do you agree that Devin is a neo-lib?
Do I? I don't think he understands politics, so I'm not sure that
exactly.
I could label him.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
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 I just don't know. I just don't know.
Hollywood Handbook.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood Handbook.
When does the show come out? At what time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. What time does it drop?
9 p.m. Pacific. Midnight.
9 p.m. Pacific. Eastern.
That's earlier than ours.
Wait
Monday
a minute. Did you
nights.
Say 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight, and Eastern? Oh, okay.
Midnight Eastern.
I see. Those
yeah.
are two things.
Why doesn't ours come out?
Mean the same thing.
Why doesn't ours come out this early so
it
I
does.
Get to read?
It does.
Not at 9.
It does.
Why aren't people posting comments earlier then?
They are. Don't like you don't it. See them?
That's too, they posted too late for me.
There's three waves, Hayes. The first one, which is, oh, shit. And then the next one, which is the next morning, which was, yeah, this was good. And then there's the
Holy
later
Ghost.
In the day, which is, finally got a chance to listen. Good
yeah.
stuff here.
He's right. There's three waves. There's just seeing the title of this one got me excited.
Oh,
that's so
I
squealed
that
when
wave.
I saw the title.
Oh, you almost wish that wave could be last because you can't. There's, you know,
then
it's
there's,
not, it's not, you're not going to get better than that.
Right. No, that's the best. And I think often the audience wishes that was the last. That
I agree.
Happened.
Yes.
Would you rather, and this is what they do on another show, would you rather be the guest that they're like, oh my God, just seeing this made me piss my freaking drawers. And then you don't get a lot of comments after that.
Yeah.
Or the one that like doesn't have a lot of early momentum, but people are like, wasn't sure what to think about this one going in, mm-hmm. but it actually was a awesome, badass episode.
Like, despite what everyone else is saying, I thought it had moments.
Would you rather
or, like,
win
initial,
them over?
Yes.
Yes.
Or do you want them to spot you like 8 yards, but you don't get it across the goal line?
I want a year from the 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 midnight Eastern.
Yes.
I want 1 year, the anniversary of.
Mm-hmm.
I want someone to DM me.
Mm.
And I don't know how this is going to work because I don't follow them.
No.
So I don't even know how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want them to DM me
gotta
and
open
say,
your DMs.
I'm sorry I ruined your year by all of the things that I did to you in person mm-hmm. that you didn't realize it was always me because I was wearing disguises.
Mm.
That episode, I've come around to it.
Mm.
And it's funny.
Okay.
Yes. You want to have somebody so intent on taking your life that when they come around, that 180.
Yeah.
Is that right? Does that check out?
Yeah, this 180.
That 180
yeah.
is so, that is powerful. That's how you know an mm-hmm. episode was powerful.
Well, and you know this person also is very rich because if they're listening to an episode of an Earwolf mm-hmm. show 1 year from the date it was released,
yeah.
then they have to be behind mm-hmm. the paywall.
Also,
otherwise
hi,
they
disguises?
Can't get to it.
I'm very good at identifying people in disguises. This guy was so good. He was in multiple disguises. Actively trying to end my life for 1 year, and I
because
never recognized that it was
because
the same person.
Of this
person.
Episode.
I thought it was a bunch of people who wanted me to die. And instead it was that one guy.
It was one guy.
Wow, Daddy
Warbucks.
Who's
pissed about this episode of this show.
Oh, this one?
Well, I'm assuming, yeah, that we're talking about our show. That this comes out, this guy hears it, tries to kill you for a year because you've sort of exposed that we're not really doing anything on the show. Yeah.
You don't feel like people walk away knowing how to handle Handbook Hollywood?
Walk away from what?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You never can walk away.
Exactly. Guys, new portmanteau. Mm-hmm. It is going to explode the internet.
This is what Bernie's talking about, is these rich murderers.
Yeah.
Who are disguising themselves.
Like the movie FX.
Yes.
That's what it was about.
And yes.
Yeah.
And are able to listen to shows behind the paywall.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we can take a little some of their money so other people can disguise themselves to murder people.
Wait, so how quickly does something go behind a paywall? Because it seems you would get it for a year before it goes behind the paywall?
No, six months.
Oh, got it. So those 6 months have cost him a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Got it.
A lot to think about.
That yaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the yaper.
Well.
What day of the week?
What's going on?
It's Saturday.
The show come out and you knew what I was like.
This might be our worst argument to date.
I don't know. Graham Cracker Cookie
it
was
comes
pretty bad.
On, that was more of a pile-on because I felt you and I were both piling on. It comes out on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. But really it comes out at 9 p.m. on Mondays.
9 p.m. Monday night if you're on the Pacific
Coast. Is this the only acceptable day for a show to come out? What? Like, how...
I will say I get a lot of podcast drop. Yeah, that's true. My feed blows up on Tuesday.
How much more can you do to sabotage us here?
You should split it up, man. Space this stuff out.
Okay, I'll start splitting it up.
Or we add a extra Tuesday to the week.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's like daylight savings. It's like, why not? You know what I mean?
This is an idea that was discussed once on something I worked on where you could invent something of a Monday day.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Where in between Sunday and Monday, you just get up at like midnight on Sunday, have a whole day, and then your weekend's longer.
I like it.
But this could be the idea of a Tuesday too.
Because it's in the name, Tuesday.
Right.
It's basically
you're saying there are two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What have we been doing?
Monday would become Tuesday 1, and then Tuesday would be Tuesday 2 because you have Sunday, then Monday.
Yeah, and
Sunday, Monday,
excited.
Monday,
now,
which is Tuesday, no, Tuesday, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, which is Thursday.
Nothing is converting into anything else.
It's just a new
Everything stays the same, but it's an 8-day week.
Yes.
God.
Yes, it's just
no.
Well,
it is an 8-day week.
To storming out
so
again,
you don't want to invent
and
Monday.
No one wants that.
So you literally don't want to invent Monday?
If you don't want to have a
3-day weekend with your two Tuesdays?
If you want a 9-day week, we can have a 9-day week.
How long's the weekend?
It doesn't solve the problem of our shows coming out on the same day. How if everything stays the same?
You've added another day.
Yes, I've added another day.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You want Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. By the way, where does hump day go?
I want the names of the week.
Is hump day the second Tuesday now?
By your poisonous rhetoric, I want the days to stay the same.
Then you don't want Monday day, and you don't want a 3-day weekend because you would just have Saturday and Sunday. You're talking out both sides of your fucking neck, little Janet Vardy, and I'm the only one willing to call your ass out anymore.
This has upset the dog.
He is kind of pissed.
He's up and at him.
It actively upset.
Oh,
Bunch.
You are very.
He has an opinion on it. I mean, this kind of thing.
How often do people say he has such soulful eyes? That's got to happen
you.
All the time.
You're the first one to notice.
Oh.
Everyone's what do you think?
Looking at his jowls,
Bosch. What do you think?
Bosch, any opinion?
Oh boy.
Oh, God.
There's so much you guys are missing who can't see this happening.
Yeah, well.
I have seen ears on high alert. I've seen them flap down again. Ugh.
I mean, I'm in sort of a similar spot with these, you know, all my shows come out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Bosch?
Well,
Yeah, you got Mass Singer, you got Stumptown.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Bosch? Dogs are known to have a supreme sense of smell. You sound like you have a cold. I guess I'm wondering, is that your normal voice? Like, do you kind of have a stuffed up dog nose, or what am I missing here?
I was just up really late.
Munder Day?
Got those Munder Day blues.
He works, like, he's, like, working really late.
But if Stumptown could come out on Munder Day, then I could watch Masked Singer when it comes out on Wednesday instead of waiting. And just space it out.
Oh,
just
like
if if the friggin' Star Wars ripoff thing wanted to go and friggin' be on...
What, Voyage of the Stars?
You say so. Oh, that reminds me. Dancing with the Stars. That could be on Munder Day, too.
Yes. So you want your Munder Day to have a lot of shows.
Loaded with
for
shows.
You to, yeah. Just not do anything, but just watch TV on that day.
Just, yeah. Can Munder Day just be a TV day for the
Could be smart as, like, yeah. TV, like, fewer people are watching it. Could be really smart to just have a day where everyone watches TV.
Yeah. It feels weird to me that he doesn't. Does he not watch Bosch, or he does watch Bosch?
He sort of denies... There is another one.
He's kind of mad about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if that's Bosch, then who's he?
Existential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got it.
And it shook him up pretty good.
Yeah.
What's your dog?
I love this part of the podcast. I do. To be honest, was looking forward to the what's your dog
this
section.
Segment.
Yeah. First of all, I have two, but should I just pick one?
Yeah.
Okay. Double dog me.
One is Jasper, one is Whitley, one's a red husky, one's some sort of mutt that is probably a border collie terrier type scenario. Mm.
Whitley named after Jasmine Guy's character on A Different World?
Correct.
And Jasper, is this a birthstone?
I mean, maybe. I don't have a lot of information about his chart. Jasper, or when he was exactly born.
Jasper named after the track on the Percy Hill second album, Straight On Till Morning.
Which is about the painter Jasper Johns, known for his many American flags.
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 Yeah. So you got it.
I got it.
What is the show called?
It's called Voyage to the Stars.
Thank you. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.